The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, NASA landed a rover on Mars to look for signs of ancient life.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. In that case, they should send a rover to Louis Carnesecca's house.
You know, if I was Louis, I would never speak to you. Louis was so good to you.
No.
So good to you for decades.
Okay. Yesterday, we mentioned you being this context.
We did.
Today we mentioned Louis. It makes them so happy. It makes me happy. Stop trying to be a killjoy. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Naomi Osaka beats Serena Williams. The Padres pay up for Fernando Tatis Jr. And LeSean McCoy says Tom Brady can play five more years. But we begin today with Carson Wentz being traded. Sadly for this show, Wentz was not traded to the Bears, but to Indianapolis, where he will be reunited with Frank Reich, who was his coordinator in Philadelphia when Wentz was at his best. The Eagles will get a third-round pick this year and a second, which could become a first next year. Wilbon, what do you expect from Wentz in Indy?
I have no idea. I think it's the best place for him to go. I think it's the best place for Carson Wentz to wind up, you know, being coached again by Frank Reich, who did him right. You know, when they were together in Philadelphia. But, Tony, I am one of those people who sides more, much more with Lewis Riddick, who thinks that this kid Wentz is a mental reclamation project. I am not of the opinion of Dan Orlovsky, who knows a ton about quarterback position. He played in the NFL for a long time. I don't understand what he sees when he says this guy's one of the top six or seven players in the league potentially and an MVP candidate potentially. MVP of what? The Canadian League, if he gets traded up there, he's the most overrated quarterback in the NFL in the last 3 or 4 years. So if he can go and find that sweet spot that he had when he was rolling quite a bit before he'd get injured all the time with Frank Reich, this will work for Indy. It'll work for Philly. I understand completely why Indy did it. And from Schefty's reporting, the Bears never even called. The Bears were never even interested. Did I hear that correctly today? So one team apparently really, really, really wanted Carson Wentz. They got him. Yeah. Reich knows what he's doing. It may well work for Indy.
Number one, you watch too much television. Too much television.
I want to hear Orlovsky. I want to hear Lewis Riddick. I love listening to
those guys. Too much television. Okay. Yeah, the assessment is completely correct. They were a playoff team last year with Philip Rivers. If Wentz gets there and he can be reclaimed, they are a playoff team with Carson Wentz because of Frank Reich. When Frank Reich had him, he was 11-2 as a starter 1 year with 33 touchdown passes and 7 interceptions, and that
was great.
He never had that again. And he apparently became a mental case in Philadelphia. So if we can eradicate the mental case problem, then there's reason to believe that he could be good. I think that this could be for him what Tennessee was for Ryan Tannehill. You go to a new spot, you get a new coach, and you become real good. Because like I said, they got to the playoffs with Philip Rivers, who couldn't throw 20 yards down the field. And they got stuff. Mike, they were top 10 offense,
the players around
top 10
him.
Defense.
Yes.
They
yes.
got the running back, Jonathan Taylor.
Carson Wentz should drop to his knees. Drop to his knees today for this deal. Tony, everything is in place to help him. But if he's mental reclamation project, and I do, Tony, you and I have been around a lot of teams and a lot of locker rooms in our lives. What goes, when it goes for a young guy, what goes usually first? Something physical or the mental, psychological, emotional aspect
it's
of the game? Yes, it
so
is.
That's why I think that it will feel like a birthday present to go back to Frank Reich. I want to do one thing for perspective. Here's what the Eagles got. They got a third and maybe a first, no other players. When Deshaun Watson's name is out there, you hear 3 ones and a player. So there's a difference in level here. There's a big difference in level.
Yeah.
We move
now
to Serena Williams losing in straight sets to Naomi Osaka. in the semifinals of the Australian Open, which Wilbon watched every minute of.
Yes, I did.
As she left the court, Serena placed her hand over her heart, which many are taking as a sign she will never be back. Indeed, when asked about this in her post-match press conference, Serena said she wouldn't tell anyone if she had decided to retire. And after the next question, she left the room in tears. Wilbon, what do you make of all of this?
I watched it all. This is the most compelling thing of the day, with apologies to Carson overrated Wentz. Serena Williams, who is a GOAT, okay? All right, not Carson Wentz. Serena Williams, she got beat. I mean, Naomi Osaka, as I said for 3 days in a row, is in that space, Tony, where she's beating everybody. She's losing nothing. And if she's healthy, she right now is the top of women's tennis. But when Serena stopped walking off the court, she waved like she always does, the signature wave and twirl. But she put her hand over her heart. She stopped and looked around. I teared up because you know how much she loves playing in Melbourne. She talks about that all the time. She got beat. And it's okay. Serena's place in history is secure if she never wins another point, not only a slam. And so when she did that and then left in tears, I was emotional because I thought, oh, my God, we're saying goodbye to Serena Williams, who has been, let's face it, in our lives for 20 years, 20 plus years. So, Tony, I was into this totally. Osaka bowed to her. She nodded literally because this is one of her idols. Emotional evening of sport and ceremony and theater.
Yeah. Number one, look who's reading the tea leaves now, Michael Ray Wilbon,
Number two,
we can argue GOAT because you know I would take Martina Navratilova, but it's real close. It's right. Real close. Serena is right. That great. Now, we both thought Osaka was going to win. And Osaka won decisively because at this moment, she is a much better player than Serena Williams. Serena Williams is a very good player now, but she's not the great player that we came to know over a long period of time. If you're going to win a major, you've got to win, I think, 7 matches, and 2 or 3 of them against really good players. And Serena has lately followed this pattern. She wins a few matches. She looks awfully good. She gets into something before the finals, and she doesn't win that. That's 4 majors in a row where this has happened. Now, do I think she's going to quit now? No, I don't. I think she's going to go the entire routine this year, the French, Wimbledon, and the U.S. Open, to see if she can tie Margaret Court and beat Margaret Court. I don't think she can, but I think she's definitely going to give herself the whole year. What I don't think she's ever going to do is go out like her sister, first round, first round, first round. I don't think she'll do that.
Tony, I agree with you about finishing the year. I don't mean not play anywhere again, but probably not play in Melbourne again.
Maybe
you got to go
Australia.
Around the calendar year. Right. But, Tony, it got to 4-4. It was 4-4. Serena broke Osaka, who had like 3 double faults in the game. But she broke it. She got to 4-4. And I know a lot of people in my house are thinking, okay, here's on. It's on. It's on. You pronounced Osaka. You declared her. You crowned her. And now Serena's rolling. And I just gave the side eye to people in my house who watch a lot of tennis. And I said, oh, no, no, no. No, Osaka is going to finish this off. And she did. Tony, it was. I wish I started to wake you up. I didn't have the guts to wake your butt up in the middle of the night
to watch
that match.
Very smart of you.
Let's move to baseball. I had mercy on Carol, not you. And the massive deal between the San Diego Padres and Fernando Tatis Jr., the Padres will sign the 22-year-old shortstop, 22, to a 14-year, $340 million contract extension with a no-trade clause. It's the third largest deal in Major League history, and the Padres didn't even have to do this since Tatis is 4 years away from free agency and isn't even eligible for arbitration until after next season. So, Tom, is this a better deal for Tatis or for the Padres?
Well, it's $340 million. That's an awful lot of money. Let's establish that. Nobody's turning down $340 million. Now, if he is the greatest player in the world, as they think he is, if he is that and that proves out, then it's a great deal for the San Diego Padres. But there's always a but. He's played a year and a half. That's all. Last year was a half a year.
He's only played 143 games.
Yeah. 143 big league games. Now, there's a long road between 22 and 36. There's a long road from 22 to 26. He played 143 games. What if he gets hit in the head like Tony Conigliaro? What if he tears an Achilles running from second to third? We don't know how good he's going to be for all that period of time. What if this is the best there is? If that's the case, it is a great deal for Fernando Tatis. I hope it works out for both of them. But usually when you get a deal like this, you played 3 or 4 or 5 years. Mike Trout got the greatest deal ever. He had played 1,065 games. Mike, this kid's played 143.
Yeah. Tony, a couple of things come to mind. Good for Tatis. This is not the NFL where if they don't like you after a year, they throw you out and then say, oh, by the way, leave the check on the way out the door. We'll be keeping that because it ain't guaranteed. In Major League Baseball, it is. Tatis is getting that money one way or another from somebody or another. So, listen, Tony, it seems as if he is one of the great players. But you mentioned Trout. Here's why the deal could be good for San Diego. Because they're getting him from now to 35, 35 and a half, I guess, if Tatis, you know, fulfills all this contract for them. That's better than Trout and some other players who've gotten big deals and they're going to go out at 40. I mean, that 5 years between 35 and 40, unless it's Tom Brady, I mean, this is a good deal for the team as well. But look, the Padres are all in, man. They got two dudes paying, they're paying $300 million or more. And they're supposed to be a small market team. I mean, I you know, the Padres are going after the Dodgers. God bless them.
That's right.
I hope those teams mix it up. I love this. But wow, that's a huge contract. And Tatis has all the charisma to go with the skill. And he's a guy I want to see right now. I want to see Tatis.
And I get it. Do you remember Joe Charbonneau, his rookie of the year in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Everybody thought he was great, and then he played 70 more games in all of his career. Mookie Betts getting the great deal. Mookie Betts, how many games did he play? 800 games. Mike Trout, 1,065. Bryce Harper got a big deal, 925 games. Again, 143 games. God bless. Hope it
works
out.
What's your best guess?
Let's take a break.
What's your best guess? Don't break yet. Do you think Tatis is going to be the star that the Padres think he's going to be?
Yes, but not till he's 36 years old. That doesn't happen.
Okay.
Let's take a break. Coming up, will James Harden and the Nets top LeBron and the Lakers tonight?
And is LeSean McCoy right that Tom Brady will play 5 more years? Tony will continue to read the tea leaves. Fortune tellers next.
Well, I didn't get to read them. You were reading tea leaves, and you're watching much too much ESPN. I mean, honestly,
no,
you got to stop that.
No, when the trade went down, I want to hear Riddick. I want to hear Orlovsky.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
And welcome back to the PTI Psychic Hotline, where we answer questions about sports, not Bitcoin. Hark, I sense a first call.
Hi, Tony and Mike. Thanks for taking my call. Do you see the Nets beating the Lakers tonight?
All right, let's just set the lineups. Anthony Davis is obviously out for the Lakers.
Out.
Kevin Durant is out for the Nets.
Out.
James Harden is going to play, and Kyrie Irving is said to be available. So what does this mean? Well, LeBron is in a position of vulnerability. He's not expected to win this game at all. What does the game come down to? Is LeBron's hatred for Kyrie stronger than Kyrie's hatred for LeBron? If I'm James Harden and Kyrie's in there, I give him the ball every time down the court and I say, go crazy, young man, do whatever you want to do. But will Kyrie Irving even play? Because he has more to lose. If they lose this game, he has more to lose. He's more invested in this. So I will pick the Lakers.
You know, Tony, it is interesting. This entire discussion boils down to whether or not anybody can count on Kyrie Irving to do something as simple as take the court. And you'd be a fool. I'm not sure what the odds are in Vegas on that. There ought to be a line on whether Kyrie feels like playing. Is he angry enough at LeBron to go out there and play and try to show? And by the way, he should never be angry at LeBron. Because LeBron, I know he hit the last shot, but we know who got him his ring. LeBron James. He has no right to do anything. Should come out and do what Osaka did last night with Serena at the net and give it one of these. But you can't count on him to do. I'm not picking this game. If Kyrie and James Harden are out there, the Nets should and perhaps probably will win. But we don't know what Kyrie's going to do, if he's even going to be in the state of California.
Thank you.
Let's push.
Go. Next.
Hey, Tony and Mike. Question for you guys. Do you agree with LeSean McCoy that we will see Tom Brady play 5 more years in the NFL?
This is not the opinion of a columnist or a talking head on television. This is the opinion of a teammate. A teammate who at one point was great in this league and saw that slip away. This is an inside opinion by somebody who tremendously appreciates Tom Brady player to player. Here's a quote from LeSean McCoy. He's the only player I've ever been around that when he speaks, I believe him. He could tell me, Shady, go walk on that water. You won't drown. And I'm going to be like, okay. He's got that type of thing about him.
Quote.
So I'm with McCoy. If he says Brady will do it, Brady will do it.
You know, I've said all winter, you know, don't bet against Brady. There's only one opponent you take against Tom Brady. Father
when?
Time.
But when?
You know what? Even Brady doesn't get to decide. The Father Time will decide when to tap Tom Brady. He doesn't send a warning note. He doesn't post on IG, I'm coming to get you. No, he taps you, and that's it. You turn your playbook in. So I don't see 5 more years even as great as Brady's, because Brady, if he looks side-eye at Father Time will take him out now. So Father Time will get him, and my bet is less than 5 years.
The phone lines are now closed. Let's take one last break. But in our future, I see us discussing Tim Tebow hanging up the baseball spikes.
And the NBA makes it official that there will be an All-Star game.
But you see Brady playing this coming year and playing well, right?
Yes.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 29th birthday, Le'Veon Bell. A few years ago, Bell was the most interesting running back in football when he decided he no longer wanted to play for what the Steelers wanted to pay him. Having gained 8,000 yards from scrimmage in 5 seasons, Bell held out an entire season. He won the battle, but in retrospect lost the war. Bell signed for big money with the Jets, but never made a dent. The Jets released him last October after just 17 games in Kansas City signed him. This seemed like a giant leap upwards, but in 9 games with the Chiefs, Bell rushed for only 254 yards. Clyde Edwards-Helaire took most of his playing time. Yes, Kansas City made the Super Bowl, but Bell was one of only two Chiefs players to dress for the game and not play in it. And now you have to wonder what, if any, future Bell has in the NFL as a free agent. But happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Tony. Fernando Tatis Jr. at 29, you know, he'll have years left. He'll have like six plus years left on that massive deal. And I don't know what Bell, is Bell done now? Is some team going to pick him up and make him their lead running back? I mean, it seems a little far-fetched at this point, doesn't it?
Happy anniversary, John Stockton. On this day 26 years ago, Stockton became the first player in NBA history to dish out 10,000 assists with one of his patented passes to Karl Malone. Stockton, the all-time assist leader, has 7 of the 9 highest assist seasons in history. He is 3,000 assists ahead of Jason Kidd, who was second. He is 6,000 assists ahead of the closest active players, Chris Paul and LeBron James. Stockton's a Hall of Famer, a member of the original Dream Team, and a revered player. As they say, his greatest ability was availability. Stockton played 19 seasons. In 16 of them, he played all 82. Stockton missed only 22 games in his career. Stockton played alongside Malone in Utah for 18 years. Malone was the same way. Malone missed only 9 games in those seasons. The great shame is that they never won a title together.
It is, Tony, and Michael Jordan stopped them from that. But you know what? I never went to a Utah Jazz game, and I went to plenty of them. I never went there wondering whether they were going to be in the starting lineup, whether they were available, you know, whether they were going to deem the circumstances worthy of their services that night. They played, and they played great every single night. Maybe somebody ought to pay attention to that.
Happy trails, Tim Tebow, the Heisman Trophy winner turned minor league outfielder, is retiring from baseball at 33 after 5 years in the New York Mets organization. Tebow got as far as AAA, but batted only 163 with 4 homers in 77 games there. Overall in the minors, Tebow batted 223 over 287 games, numbers not unlike Michael Jordan put up when he played minor league baseball. Tebow had been invited to the Mets Major League spring training again this year. In previous big league spring trainings, Tebow batted 151 in 34 games. I must say I was surprised that the Mets never called Tebow up in September and gave him a big league at bat. On a personal note, I was thrilled that Tebow played for the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Shout out Lupo's Speedy Sauce.
Tony, it doesn't bother me that he's not going to go on and on and on in baseball. What I thought was that Tim Tebow deserved a better shot, a better legitimate shot at playing quarterback in the NFL.
Let's go to the big finish, if we can get
it
up on prompter. The NBA officially announced the All-Star Game is on for March 7th. Is that okay with you?
I guess, Tony, is like the players don't want to be there, but they will be there, but they voiced opposition. I'm not sure how I feel about it, like them. The Toronto Blue Jays will play their home games at their spring training site in Dunedin, Florida, until at least May 2nd. Does that make sense?
It's Canada's virus protocols. The Raptors are in Tampa. Yeah, it makes sense. The Jazz won their 9th straight, and Steph Curry played 42 in a win over the Heat. Bigger deal?
Look, the Clippers stars didn't play Utah roles, but Steph Curry, my God, he couldn't hit a shot for 3 quarters. In the 4th and the 5th, he was Steph Curry. It was so dramatic. It was great. Richard Sherman told the Sacramento Bee, the Niners have made it pretty clear he won't be back with them. Your thoughts?
They'll be with the Raiders. Last one, St. Mary's at number 1 Gonzaga tonight. Are you smelling upset?
The upset is that I'm going to try to watch an entire college basketball game tonight, Tony. I know it's too late for you. I'm going to give it a shot and know Gonzaga this year stays undefeated.
You watch too much TV. Out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcast. Should have watched Steph Curry and Serena and Miss Osaka last night. Now, here is SportsCenter.
You're quoting Orlovsky.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number 1, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number 2, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.